We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show.
Oh my, I'm confused. I want to go punk, but there's way too many rules. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Hey there, I'm Gregor. I host mornings on 107.7 The End from my guest room. We do nerd talk, the news, and more. Working on getting some pointless, silly guests for the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast. Not a lot to talk about in Sounders land or sports in general, but I don't know. We got some fun talking with people, other people who like soccer. Just looking for distractions. How the heck are you? How was your weekend? Did you make it through okay? I realize that these are things that you can't just fire back to me easily, but you could send me a tweet or something like that, at Hey Gregor. Be happy to talk to you about that. Oh, there's so much coronavirus news, COVID-19 news. I had a thought, and that is when people are young and horny, or old and horny, I guess age isn't important, horny, and separated from people that they'd like to bump uglies with, is there like a ton of sexting happening right now, like way more than normal? I want to see those streaming numbers from the porn companies right now. So are people sexting a ton? I feel like it's got to be the case. And if you work at the NSA and your job is to spy on people, initially my thought was like, yeah, jackpot. But then I realized, hey, I mean, that's creepy, obviously, but then I realized that an old adage that my friend Red told me, she said, it's never the people you want to see naked that get naked. I only ever got sexted one time in my life. I've been around a long time, too. I mean, I'm a married guy, so yeah, sure, my wife has sent me a couple dirty messages here and there. And my friend Bryce one time sent me something because I told him I'd never been sexted before. Only one sexed ever. I'll keep the person's name hidden. This is where I'm at right now, in a home studio with my wife and kid downstairs talking about never getting sexted. Quarantine. We're no longer officially welcome at the station. We have to do our jobs from home. If you've been listening to this, I've been doing that since last week sometime. And here we are. It's fun. I'm enjoying it. I love being at home. What's this doing? Does this do anything? Yep. I think I'm messing with stuff. Headphones? Oh, I'm wearing the wrong headphones. That's why. I have two sets of headphones, and so one of them is for the radio, one of them is for my home studio, and then I wear both of them at the same time sometimes, so here we are. Anyway, if you haven't talked to someone recently and you have that kind of relationship, sext them! But if they get mad at you, it's not my fault.
In case you missed it, it's the news!
Today in coronavirus, we're just a handful of confirmed cases away from 2,000, including 95 deaths so far. Boy, that's tough. However, based on the photos I saw from a sunny weekend, there's no way it's not going to keep going way up. The USS Mercy, the naval ship with tons of hospital beds that's being mobilized for civilian use? Yeah, it's not headed to Washington after all. Well, cool. Instead, it'll set Los Angeles as its destination. California is deemed to have greater potential need than us. That state went on stay-at-home lockdown last week. The mayor of Everett is directing her citizens to stay at home starting today, Monday, at noon. Please stay home. We tried to take our boy outside away from people this weekend, and the local kickboxing gym was out in 20-plus numbers, clogging up a trail. It's pretty clear that all of us need to cut it out. Even though Everett is trying to be shut down, Boeing will remain at work. Washington campgrounds will close through April 30th. Starting today, you'll no longer be welcome to camp to get away from the stresses of coronavirus living. Trails and day use areas will remain open. On the other side of the mountains, Yakima says they'll be out of ventilators by April 8th. That's when really tough decisions start getting made. Stay at home. They're pleading with you. There's no way you've reached the end of Netflix, okay?
You just got news.
Oh, I made a critical error today. I went downstairs to grab a seltzer. I like the seltzer. The Polar Springs is the one that I drink a lot of. This week it's cranberry lime. And the coloration is very similar in low light to a Bodhisattva from Georgetown Brewing, an IPA. So, if I wasn't paying attention more, you pull that sucker open, crack it open, and take a sip at 8 a.m. Whew! We are playing on a different playing field. Here's one that didn't make the news today. Whew. From SeattleTimes.com, Placido Domingo has coronavirus amid Spain outbreak. He's the almost 80-year-old opera singer. Oh, no! He's at high risk! Oh, but that's right. He's full of sexual misconduct revelations. That's the word. Oh, no, I don't know what to think. He and his family are in self... Boy, I could be talking about a porn star instead of talking about a dirtbag, it sounds like. This is one of those times where you have to judge a person on his body of work versus their personal behavior. I don't know where you stand on that. I try to not be like, that person is terrible. I try to be like, that person's actions are terrible. But also, art comes from weird places. And so, like, I think a lot of the artists that we enjoy have... It's pretty dark stuff to tell us about if we could get into their minds. It doesn't make it okay. Sexual misconduct, not okay. But ability to sing opera? I mean, that's the tops, right? I don't know. I don't know much about opera. What am I talking about? What I do know is that a porn star thinks that she is going to find the cure for coronavirus.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
A Russian porn star says she's ready to have sex with the scientist that discovers the cure for coronavirus. Well, I got news for you, Russian porn star. It's gonna be a supercomputer. Hope you speak binary.
Affirmative.
Here's a rad story from the SeattleTimes.com. A UW researcher got a call from a friend who works for Tesla. The auto manufacturer was sitting on 50,000 plus N95 masks. Those are the ones that doctors can't get to, you know, keep them healthy while they're helping us. Tesla loaded a van full and drove it straight to the Seattle home of this UW physician, who then had it transported to the hospital, where they are immediately being put into use. This is great. Elon, if you could track down some coronavirus test kits, that would be a next awesome step. Thank you. And finally, in entertainment, since no one can go to the theater right now, though everyone still would if they could because we're not taking this seriously enough, Paramount Pictures had to scrap the release of a film coming out rather than stream it on their own property. The production house scrapped all plans and is just sending the Issa Rae and Kumail Nanjiani film, The Lovebirds, straight to Netflix! How freaking smart! That's another thing I can skip by as I'm going straight to the office.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Hey, I hope you're holding up okay. If you're not, you can always tweet at me. We can have a little fun going back and forth. At Hey Gregor on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, I'm on all three of them. Also, today at noon, shaving off the beard. If you're listening on Monday before noon, shaving off the beard. This is quality content. Maybe Space Baby will help me. I'll be on Facebook at 1077 The End if you want to participate in that and tease me while I go. All right.
The end of the show show.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.